Without me, you can do nothing. Those are our Lord's words, right? Think about that for a second. Without me, you can do nothing. And I think about that in a kind of a grand cosmic and philosophical way. You know, God is, right? God is the necessary being. That's one of the ways that God is described. You know, when we think about, if you think about, well, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And if you say, well, the chicken came first, well, what came before the chicken, you know? And if you start doing that, you end up with the string of causes all the way back to the first cause. You can't have an infinite regression of causes. You have to come to the uncaused cause. And the uncaused cause we call God. This is one of St. Thomas Aquinas' proofs for God. The uncaused cause. The unmoved mover. You know? And so Jesus says this, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you wouldn't be. That's taking it to another step. And then, but without Jesus, everything that we do ends in nothingness. There was a television show I was watching a few years ago, and there was a guy who's driving from New York to upstate New York, okay, from New York City to upstate New York. And as he's driving, you know, he calls one of his friends and says, I'm making great time. You know, he was making such great time that he decided just to keep going past where he was because he was making great time, you know. There's a lot of people in life making great time going nowhere, doing nothing. They might be making millions of dollars and award-winning shows, but they are doing nothing. Nothing. Jesus doesn't say, without me, you can do some things. Zero. If it's not eternal, it's nothing. It comes to nothing. Think about that, y'all. Let that sink in. Today we think about St. Joseph the Worker. St. Joseph the Worker. The communists wanted to exalt work. Work, work. We exalt work. We exalt, we recognize that when Adam was put in the garden, it was to keep and till it. Adam was given a job right out of the gate. Jesus was a carpenter. Jesus was a worked with his hands. Work is a good and necessary thing. But without being in Christ, our work ends in dust. Joseph is a worker, and his work that he did to build the kingdom of God, to contribute to the well-being of all. It was a gift God gives us. I think about, and again, I've said these things many times. I think about the angel Gabriel. Why didn't God just speak to Mary himself and say, I have a job for you? Why did he send Gabriel? Why did he need to send Gabriel? He didn't need to send Gabriel. It was a privilege for Gabriel to do that. God doesn't need us to do anything per se, except that which he wants to reward us for. Am I making sense up here, I hope? St. Joseph the Worker, God gives us tasks to do, but we must do them in Christ, because without Christ we can do nothing. Nothing. All ends in nothingness. So we pray today that we remain in Christ. I am the vine. My Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. You know, I pray that my life bears fruit. I pray that your life bears fruit, that I'm not making good time going nowhere. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing.